nisbarer already, if it is done in such a way that it can be nisbarer already, so then the Baal validated Kedushin, not the Eidim. Not the Eidim. So here, Abiderach Moshe, according to Mandoma, that says, Pesach, according to Mandoma, who says, in Pesach Mecharote, and Pesach is required, and so then the Psak Bez makes it into a toys retroactive. Psak Bez, according to Mandoma, Pesach Mecharote, so it's not the Psak Bez that makes it into a toys. It's a aloche, first of all, Charote does not make it into a toys. Bishloim Pesach. So Pesach bears a resemblance to toys. Because every toys means, had he known of this, he wouldn't have done it. He wouldn't have made a king, and he wouldn't have bought a behemoth. He wouldn't have been mikdash nishim in kol ha'teri kule. So every toys is like a Pesach. But in kol ha'teri kule, what kind of a Pesach is a toys? Makes it in toys only if there is an ugdin emuchach. In other words, if there is a presumption that the average person wouldn't have made that kinyan had he known of this circumstance of which he was ignorant. And here there is a special aloche that the chochem can declare it as toys even if there is no ugdin emuchach. But the halacha, the reason as to why it becomes nekal nafreyai is because through the hetachochem, through the psak biz, it becomes retroactively determined as a toys. But in order to become retroactively established as a toys, so it requires a psak biz. Mashenkin, if we say peschim b'charote, so then, it's not toys. And that we see from the Ramban of Shita also, because the Ramban Shita of Chavzayin is that the aloche of Neda Shuta Mitzose Yehuta Kulei applies only to Pesach. It doesn't apply to Charot. Why? Because according to Ramban, when do we apply the aloche of Neda Shuta Mitzose Yehuta Kulei? Only when it's toys. But Charot, it's not toys. So it's aloche that the Chochom is Eikel Mafreya. So according to the Shiltes, if according to Rav Nachman, that Pesachim Becharote, so then the Charote itself of the Neidea is Eikel the Nedal Mafreya. But the Radimian, just as by Kedushin, so who affects the Kedushin? Not the Eidim. The Eidim don't affect the Kedushin. The Baal affects the Kedushin. He is the Mikadesh. But there is a Haloche that Birur Eidim is mi'akev in the validity of the Kedushin. It has to be nisbar al the Eidim. So here too, with the Radimian, it is the Charote of the Neideya that is Eikad Nedal Mefroye. But Loshen Chachomim Marpe, it has to be verified by a Chochem or Gimlet Yetzis. And that's the expression of Loshen Chachomim Marpe. In other words, the analogy to a refe, to a doctor, you see, there are two kinds of doctors. There is a doctor who sets up, who determines the diagnosis of a disease. And then there is a doctor who is a surgeon. So when a doctor is a surgeon, so he really cures. But when the doctor just determines the diagnosis of the disease, and Mimele tells him what kind of medicine he should take, So then the patient, when he follows up the advice of the doctor, he takes the proper medicine, then he becomes cured. So then the patient cures himself, not the doctor. So here, it's Loshen Chachomim Marpei. It's like the Chochem only has to determine, he has to be Mivareh, that the Neida has Charote. How do we know that he has Charote? Just because the Neida says so? So the halacha is that has to be verified by Yochid Munche or by Gimel Yedeitis. By Gimel Yedeitis. But so the verification that he is mischaret has to be done by the Yochid Munche. But who is Eker the Neder? We mafreya. The Neder himself is Eker the Neder. The Neder himself is Eker the Neder. So Mimele, but one point, you see, that the Shiltes will differ from the Ramban. The Ramban Shita is that if the Neder is Niter, Al Yidei Pesach, so then it becomes converted into toys. If the Neder is Nitar Al Decharote, it doesn't become toys. That's the Shita of the Ramban, because the Ramban says, if the Chochom is Mater Al De Pesach, then we say Neder Shuta Misosi with a Kolei. If the Chochom is Mater Al Decharote, we don't say Neder Shuta Misosi with a Kolei. The Shiltes apparently holds that according to the Mandoma, that in Pesach b'charote, so Pesach is the only ground for et hachochem, and by Pesach, in respect to Pesach, so then it is the Psag Besdin that makes that is Eikel Mafreya on the basis of Dois. But according to Mandoma, that Pesach b'charote. So, and by Charote, it's not on the basis of Toys, but it's a special halacha that the neder is eker, the neder affects akiras haneder l'mafreya. But there is a tnai; it has to be verified by yochid mumche, and it has to be all. So if it is true in regard to Harote that it's the neder himself who is Eker Neder Mafreya, but there is a tnai attached to it that it has to be nisbare al the yochid mumche or gimla deites. There are dimyen just as dushi. So I'm kaddish v'leidim in cheshish with dushov. But if they are edim, it's not the edim who affect the dushi. Who affects the Kedushin, the Baal, the Mikadesh? So here too, if there is a determination, a verification, that the Neder is Mischarit al Nidrei, then the Neder is Eikel Mafreya. The Neder, but the Gimla Dietes or the Chochet Mumche has to verify it, that the Neder is Mischarit al Nidrei. So it appears from the Shiltes, that according to this mandoma, that charote can be ground for et hachochem, and in the case of charote, so it's not the psak bezdin that makes that is a kelem afreya, but is the neder himself. But it has to be nisbarer al the yochid mumche, al the gimel yetes. So even if the et hachochem takes place on the basis of Pesach, it's also according to Rav Nachman, not that the bezdin is Eker the Neder. Bezdin is only the Mivare. Not Bezdin, it's not even Bezdin. The Gimel Adyeitis, Yochid Mumche. The Gimel Adyeitis have to be Mivare, that the Neder has a Pesach. How do we know that he has a Pesach? Just because the Neder comes and says, I have a Pesach. So the Xerzakosophy is no. It has to be, the Biro has to be done by Yochid Mumche Gimla Dietes. But if it becomes ascertained by Yochid Mumche or by Gimla Dietes that the Neder is Mischarit, or if it becomes ascertained by Gimla Dietes or by Yochid Mumche that the Neder has a Pesach, then the Neder himself is Eikea. Is Eikea the Neder on Afreya, not on the basis of Torah. Not on the basis of Torah. I mean, that could be the Pshat. Now, then, so, now we can ask Ikashe, if so that means that according to Rav Nachman, that Pesachim Becharote, so, Mimele, it's not my Sibesden, and it can be done Miumet, and it can be done Belailo, and it can be done Bekrevi, even if the Atoras Nidorim is on the basis of Pesach. I mean, in that respect, he's like the Rashi. Like the Rashi. Not like the Ram. Why? Because it's not my Sibes. It's not. But if we say Ein Pesach Mechavote and only Pesach, so then it's the Psak Bezdin that makes it into a toys. So there has to be a Psak Bezdin that it is a toys. But according, so then it follows that according to Shiltes, according to Rav Nachman, every Hetachochem, whether it's on the basis of Charote, or on the basis of Pesach, so it's not toys. It's a special Aloha, the Neder himself is a Kalamafreya. But it has to be Nisbarer, it has to be determined that he has a Pesach, or that he has Charote, by Gimel Edyeteis, or by Yochid Mumche. So it's not toys. So why does the Gemara in Nozir say, now there is a Machlekes in Nozir, the Mishnah in Nozir, between Bishama and Bisila. Bishama, I say, that Hegdesh toys is have Hegdesh. In the same way, Nizires toys is have Nizires. Bisil say, Hegdesh toys, loyave Hegdesh. And Nizires toys is loyave. So then the Gemara says that according to Bishama, that Hegdesh toys is loyave Hegdesh. So Memele, there cannot be at a Chochem either. So if we say that the Hetachochem is based upon toys, so we understand the connection. But if we say that it's the Neder himself who is Eikeya, so why do we say that according to Bishamai, that Hegdesh toys is lo yave Hegdesh, so there cannot be Hetachochem by Hegdesh according to Bishamai? Of course, we pass, there can be Hetachochem because we don't pass like Bishamai. But it's not based upon toys. But you can ask the same kashe against the Ramban. You can ask the same kashe against the Ramban. So, in other words, the Ramban says that when is a toyes only if it's on the basis of Pesach. But if it's on the basis of Charote, so then it's not toyes. It's a special aloche that is a Kel Mafreya. So then it should follow, according to Ramban, that according to Bishamai, that there is no Shaila Behegdesh. Why? Because Hegdesh Toyes is also a Behegdesh, so there is no Shaila al the Pesach, but there is Shaila Behegdesh even al the Bishamai on the basis of Charote. I mean, that's inconceivable. I mean, there are Kamarayas from the Gemara that according to Bishamai, that Hegdesh Toyes is Ave Hegdesh, and Mimele the Gemara says there is no Shaila in Hegdesh according to Bishamai. So not only there is no Shaila in Hegdesh, because there are many Gemoras that say that according to Bishamai there is no Shaila in Hegdesh, period. But according to Ramban, there should still be Shaila in Hegdesh al the Charote, because that has nothing to do with Toyes. The answer is, even though it has nothing to do with Toyes Charote, but there can only be a hetachochem, whatever the foundation of the hetachochem is, whether it's toys or it's something else, only if it requires das. So then there is aloche dvorei nimeichel avahu nimeichel avlachir nimeichel. If he is nishal chochem and he asks a tore, So then he can be Eikea. But according to Bishamai, that Hegdesh Toyes have Hegdesh. So that means that the Hegdesh, the Chalitza Hegdesh, doesn't even require Das. So it's not Chayach to say, Hetachochem and Chayle. What does it mean, Nishal? Nishal. A Chochem cannot be Matir unless the Neder is Nishal. So if the Neder requires Das, the consent of the Neder, so then, it's shayach to say, the neder is nishal, and he asks nullification, hetachochem, nullification of the neder from the chochem. But if he doesn't require das, even if the neder took the neder b'toyes, so the neder is chal. So he's not imbibing even to be shale. Only if the neder requires his das, then he's imbibing to be shale. But if according to Bishamai, that Hegdesh Toyes have Hegdesh, so he doesn't require his own consent. How can he be Bar Hoche a Bailim to ask Hatoras Chochem. He's not the Bailim. The Neder is Chalmemele, as long as Bipiv, he took that Neder, even though it was Bitoyes, so it's Chal. So Memele, there couldn't be any Hatoras Chochem, because Shailen Hatoras Chochem is based upon the Das HaNeder. But if the Neder can be Chal even without the Das HaNeder, so there couldn't be Hatoras Chochem. So Memele, the same targets you can give on the Shield test. So true, according to Rav Nachman, so it's not toys. So just as in the case of Charote, so it's the Neder himself who is Eker the Neder, but the Yochid Mumche and the Gimel Adyeteis are required to be Mivareh, in the same way as on Kaddish Vileidim in Dush of Dush. But if they are Eidim, if it is Mivareh, so then the Baal is the Mikaddish. Here too, if the Yochid Mumche or the Gimel Adyeteis are Mivareh, if they establish, they determine the fact that he has a Charote, he has a Pesach, so then the Neder himself is Eker L'Mafreya. The Neder himself is Eker L'Mafreya. There's the Loshen of Loshem Chachom Marpi, just as a doctor, not a surgeon, but a doctor. What does he do? He just helps the patient cure himself. So here, the Gimel Adyeteis, and the Yochid Mumche helps the Neder cure himself of the Neder. That's the Loshen of Loshen Chachon. Alright, but this is not the pshat that the Nitziv mentions in the name of Rabbi Foil Shapiro. Now, he says something else. Rabbi Foil Shapiro mentions the Loshen in the Rashba, which is the Shite, I believe he mentioned it last time, which is the Shite of the Marit, and also the Rav Amiri mentions such a Shite. Now both the Rashba and the Miri, they reject the Shite, but we see that there is such a Shite as Resheni, and there's the Shite of the Marit, in Chelek Aleph, Tshuve Chavov, and then also in Nada Chelek, Tshuve Yutes. So there's the Marit Shite, the Marit mentions it in the name of his father, the Mabit. So what is the Shite of the Mabit? That whenever there is a Pesach, then the Raisa doesn't require a Torah Schochem altogether. It doesn't require a Torah Schochem altogether. Only with the Rabbanon. But when does it require a Torah Schochem? When does it require a Torah Schochem? Only if it's based upon Harot. If it's based upon Harot. Now, so that is... Then with Raisa, it requires Gimel Adyeteis or Yochid Mumche. But if it's based upon Pesach, so with Raisa, it's Muter, even without Gimel Adyeteis or Yochid Mumche. Yochid Mumche. On the basis of Toes. Toes. Even though there is no Umde de Muchach. Why? Because there is a special Aloche of Odom Bishmui of Midrash Gogeis. So it's not analogous to the Toes of Kolateri Kule. The Toes of Kolateri Kule has to be grounded in an Umde de Muchach, not in the peculiar mentality of that person, of that individual. But by Nidorim, there is aloche, a special aloche of Odom Bishwe, of Midrash Gogeis. So even if it is not grounded in an Umde de Muchach, that the average person wouldn't have taken the Neder under these circumstances. So it's still bottom. By itself, midraise. But midrabonon it requires hetachoch. Now, that is the... So Rabbi Foil Shapiro mentions that Loshen in the Rashba that we mentioned last time. And our Gemara, Vishor Alei Nafshe. This Gemara, that the Shor Alei Nafshe. Then again, Adaite, Omar Adaite, the Mochli Katzre, Luinadre, Vishal Yolinavshi. In other words, he wouldn't have taken the neder if he knew that the laundryman would abuse the chachon. So b'shoyu in afshi. So there is one loshi in the Rashba and in the Rav Amiri that it means that the Talmud Chochem can be matel le'atzmei. He doesn't have to go to Gimlat Yetis. Like this, the halacha is neder. The biggest Talmud Chochem, he cannot be matel neder atzmei, even if he is a yochid mumche. So, but here, so any Talmud Chochem, not even mumche, mamish. Any Talmud Chochem can be shor enough. Of course, if he's in Amoretz, so then he cannot be trusted. But a Talmud Chochem can be matel enough. This Pesach can be matter enough. The Rashba rejects it. He says the child in Afshe doesn't mean that he didn't go to Gimlat Yetis or to Yochid Mumche. It means child in Afshe that is an effective Pesach. Then he says, Peyush, Motzo Pesach Heter, V'loi Shehitel Inafshe Aldi Pesach Ze, Elo Le'achar Shemotzo Pesach Ze, Choza Le'itzel Rav Nachman, V'hitel Le'itzel Chochem Acher, Mishim Nikai Melon Le'yachu Dvorei, Shuhin Imeicha, Aval Acherim Tzrichen Limchel, V'hudo Le'amrinon, V'hodo Le'amrinon, Hoda Le'kami De Rav Nachman, Dilma, so the Gemara should have mentioned that after he found that Pesach, of his Der Chishor, Adaite, that the laundryman should abuse the Chachomim, why doesn't the Gemara mention that he went again to Rav Nachman? Diyume Mishim Dirchsev, Dirotach Alei Rav Nachman, Al Shenod Ane Dachomo Kokach, Shelo Yumitz Loi Pesach. So Mele, he went to another Chochem because he felt embarrassed to go to Rav Nachman. Viname Shikola Atzme Luibo Lifon of Lahatia El Limzali Pesach Viachashi Motzu Hula Atzme Holochitl Chachamacher. So another answer as to why he didn't go again to Rav Nachman, because the whole reason as to why he had to bother Rav Nachman with his neder is because he thought that only a great man like Rav Nachman will be able to find for him a way of being matter the neder. But after he found out that he has a good Pesach, why should he bother Rav Nachman? So he went another Chochem. Uviferush choyisil hil berishmaiti vizel isheni vihilchesach utamut chochem name vimotzel imiftach bicharote umiu yashkach milsed lava daitin hochen oda. So he found, he doesn't mention whose perush it is. He says uviferush choyisil the Hochen Oda Motzel Mishchan Edel Nafshi. Agav Ahu Milse Hoyu Bo Hoyu Ned Ameil Uchid Amrino Mikam Atkam. So he mentions in the name of an anonymous vision that if the Hayat HaChochem is on the basis of Charote, then he cannot be matter himself, even though he's a Talmud Chochem. Because who in a Mechal Achir in Mechal, so he can be the biggest Talmud Chochem. But if it's on the basis of Pesach, so Talmud Chochem can be matter enough. She doesn't have to go to Gimlat Yetis or to Yochid Mumch. He says, "Ovichi al kol choch nire shehei miforshi di posach pischal enafshi vishor enafshi vichi ksiv lo yachud dvorei shui ni meichel davke becharote avoloi bepesach v'ini mechva klal." But that Rishi, he has the same shite as the Mabit that midrash say, if there is a Pesach, so it's toys mikore. So at the very outset it is toys. But midrabbonon it requires et achochem. So b'meila since midrabbonon it requires et achochem, so it can be made matal atzmei. There is aloche eichochom matal atzmei, that is only when midrash say it requires et achochem. So even a yochid mumche cannot be matal atzmei. But if midrashi doesn't require hetach klal, but only midrabbonon, so any Talmud Chochem can be matal atzmei, and he doesn't even have to be a mumche in the same caliber as a mumche is required in a regular neder. Let's say where it's nitar al dechal. And the same shita is mentioned by the Meir. Daf Yudzayin and Dalet in the Miri. V'yesh b'foshe she Talmid Chochem matel atzmi b'mokim Pesach v'l'yom u'hoi n'imaychel avi Talmid Chochem elu davke b'charot elevat u'maise anizka l'mate b'rab Shmuel b'rab Yehisi asomu u'chloze m'chiyach k'das rizim k'mesh nevoi. All right. So that's something else. I mean, he has a certain height. So that's that chite. So in other words, when do we say that Huini Meichal, that Abba Talmud Chochem, that's only when he's Becharote. Because then Hatores Chochem is required midraise, so there is a Sakosuf, Huini Meichal. Mashainkin, where the Hatores Chochem is only required midrabonon, so any Talmud Chochem can be matalat. That's the chite of the Mabit. There's a sheet of the Mabit. So, Rabbi Fuel Shapiro explains it as follows. That the Shiltes and the Alochas Deila is, now he, first he asks a kash. Why does the Gemara say that if Pesachim Bicharote, that Rav Nachman holds, that Rav Gamliel holds in Pesachim Bicharote? So we require Pesach. And Pesach requires Iyun, concentration, so the melee it cannot be done be numed. So then it should follow that any difficult child nisa v'heta that is presented to Yerov, so he cannot pass numed. Meilom l'shamanu dova kaze that if Yerov gets an easy child, so he can pass while he's standing. But if he gets a difficult child, so he must sit down. Where is such a loche? And suppose, I mean, Rabbonim Paskin Shailas Nagunis, and it requires much more concentration than considering a Pesach. And still, there is no aloche that a difficult child in Nisa Veheter requires yeshiva. So how can the Rajba say that Rav Nachman, that Rav Gamliel Sobar ain't Pesach Mecharote? So it requires Pesach. Pesach involves Zion. So the male cannot do the moment. So before Shapiro says it in the Halachas Deiles, now the Halachas Deiles has both expressions in his text. He says, Rav Gamliel Sobar ain't Pesach Mecharote. Chochamud na'okav nidlintre. Vehavalei kidine uboye uyune. In other words, that two things. First of all, anything that is not a din doesn't require yeshiva zanayon. But even if it is a din, it only requires yeshiva zanayonim, yeshiva, if it involves him. And even something that is a din, if it doesn't require any concentration, so it doesn't require yeshiva tadayon. In other words, that means, let's say, geirus requires bezin geirus, but there is no haloche that the bezin has to sit as they observe the ger being tevel in the mikveh. Why not? Why is that different than any other din? The answer is, what kind of concentration does it involve to see how the ger immerses himself in the water? So in other words, so even if something is a din, if something is not a din, so it can be the most difficult child, even if it's a child in heteragunis, that requires concentration for days and nights, doesn't require yeshivas adayon. But if something is a din, so then, and it also involves iyun, so then it requires yeshivas. Yeshivas are yom. So memele as the kashi. How about every shaila that involves iyun? The answer is, if it's not a din, if it's just isav heter, if it's a royas chochem, it doesn't require yeshivas ayon. But if it is a din, and it involves iyun, whether a lot of iyun or little iyun, I mean the degree is not important, so then it requires yeshivas ayon. So the chinkos of hags vizel shim. Rav Gamliel sovarein peisrim becharote. Chocha mudo kalinidre. So in other words, Rav Gamliel holds in peisrim becharote. So in other words, the shiltes. So Rafael Shapiro says that the shiltes and halachas they less agree with the shiesh mifoshim that the Rashba mentions and that the Miri mentions, which is the shit of the Mabit and the Marit. That whenever there is a Pesach, so Midrash say it doesn't require het chochem altogether, only Midrash Rabbanon. So Memele, but that so the question is, but there is a special Zasakosuv lo yachol dvorei who in meichal, aval achirim meichal lei. What does it mean achirim meichal lei? Only achirim, gimu, or yochid mumche. So how can we say that? That by Pesach it doesn't require any heter chochem. The answer is because whenever there is a Pesach, it doesn't require heter chochem altogether. So Melech Zasakosuf of Achirim Meichen Lei has no application to Pesach. It must have application to Charote. It must have application to Charote because there is Zasakosuf who in Meichen. But you need the achirim. The gimel adyeite is the yochid mumche. That's the achirim. So it cannot apply to Pesach because by Pesach, so it's null and void midraise ab initio. It doesn't require the chochem. So the zasakosuf of achirim mechalei cannot apply to Pesach. So to what can it apply? It can apply only to charote. It can only apply to charote. That is shayech. If we say that Pesachim b'charot, so memele we can apply the Gzeras HaKosuf. Achirim Meichen Olei to heter al b'charot. But according to the Mandoma, ain't Pesachim b'charot. So you couldn't say that the Gzeras HaKosuf of Achirim Meichen Olei applies to charot. Al b'charot it cannot be heter, even if you have best nagodu will be matter. It cannot be matter on the basis of charote in Pesachim b'charote. So the only way for a neder to be niter is Pesach. So obviously the Gzeras HaKosuf of Achirim Meichen Lei applies to Pesach, because if it doesn't apply to Pesach, to what can it apply? It cannot apply to charote, because in neder cannot be niter al charote altogether. So memele that child, that machlekes between the Rashba and the Yesh Mefarshim is tolu in the machlekes between Rav Gamliel and Rav Nachman, whether Pesachim b'charote or in Pesachim b'charote. So in other words, those Rishonim who say that al the Pesach it's midraise nur and void ab nishio, only midrabonon it requires at the chochem. So since it's only midrabonon, so the chachomim u'amikil that the Talmud chochem can be matal atzmi. That is only true according to Mandoma who says Pesachim b'charote, because we pass like that Mandoma. So memele the Gzeras HaKosuf Achirim Meichen Lei can apply to charote, and Pesach doesn't require heter chochem altogether. Midraise, midrabonon it requires heter chochem. So it talmid chochem, if not a mumche bideirei, can any talmid chochem can be matel atzmei. Masheim kin according to Mandom arim peisrim becharote. So charote is no ground for atoy. So even al the bezin, it cannot be niter. So what is the sole ground for a Torah? Pesach. So obviously, the Gzeras HaKosuf Achirim Meichen Lei applies to Pesach. So memele, it cannot be shol in nafshei. So all these gemores that say shol in nafshei, So it's because they hold that Pesachim b'charote. So Meila v'chazakos v'achirim b'chole applies to charote, but Pesach is null and void ab initio. But with the Rabbono it requires the chochem. So Talmud chochem can be matir atzmei. So this is how he explains. Kosov b'haloch hazeles zel sheni. Rabbi Gamliel so v'arein Pesachim b'charote. Chochem udo akal nidre. V'habalei kibdine uboy yune. Rav Nachman, Svirelei, so in other words, so then if it's in Pesel Charote is no ground altogether for a Torah. So what is the sole ground for a Torah? Pesach. So Memele, we have to say, we are forced to say that the Gzeres HaKosov V'Achir Michalei applies to Pesach, because it couldn't apply to Charote. Charote cannot be nita altogether on the base of Charote. So Mimele, since there is exerzakosu of Achir Michalei, what does it mean? Gimel Adyetes, it means based. So it's a din. If it's a din, so it's like all my sebezin. So it cannot be done. So Mimele, it cannot take place by Lilo, and it cannot be done al dekrevim, and it cannot be done miumet. Why? Because it is a din, and it's only literally Pesach. Pesach involves a madikum avion. So any din that involves a madikum avion, even a little din, unless it doesn't involve any yun altogether. Let's say the maise bezin, in geos. Bezin doesn't have to be mind, they don't have to concentrate on anything. They just have to see the geos, the tvile, or the mile. So the mile, that doesn't require yeshivas and ayonim. But Pesach requires a madikum avion. Not that Pesach involves more concentration than anything else, but it involves a madikum avion. So, and since he holds a Pesach l'charote, so there's a cause of Achir Michalei applies to Pesach. What does Achir Michalei mean? Bezden. So it's Maise Bezden. And the unit involves. So Memele, Havalei Kedine. So it's possible Ayo, and not only possible be craving. And it's Boye Yune, so it's possible, so it cannot take place be Mumet. It cannot place be Mumet. Rav Nachman Svirli Krav Yude. So Memele, the Gzeres HaKosuf of Achir Michalei applies to Charote. Mashein Kin Pesach doesn't require Het HaChochem altogether. But only Mid Rabbonon it requires Het HaChochem. So since it requires Mid Rabbonon Het HaChochem, so the Chachomim will make you, so it doesn't require Yeshivas Dayonim. And then Pesach, but suppose, now the question is, suppose that Bezdin is matiret. So even though it's all the Pesach, since Midrabonon it only requires Gimel, so there is no aloche of Yeshivas Arayonim, because it's only required Midrabonon. Now, suppose it's all the Charote, so then it does require Bezdin Midraise, but then it doesn't involve you. So it's like the Maise Bezdin in Geus, so it can be done by Mumet. The Dayonim can watch the Geus even while they stand. They don't have to sit down. Yes. No, but facing Charote, below you have a lake in it. No. Rabbi Folch Shapiro doesn't mention this explanation. But he says, Pesachim b'charote v'lo yahav l'kedine. So Memele it can be done b'umet. Because Pesachim b'charote. So Memele, so since it's Pesachim b'charote, so Memele, Pesach is not kedine. But charote is dine. But charote does not have you. You see? So Memele. See, Rab Nachman, see, Rab Yudah, Doma Pesachim b'charote. So Memele, Pesach, by Pesach, we don't require Het HaChochem altogether. We don't require Het HaChochem, but with the Rabbonim we do require. But since it's only the Rabbanon, so lo yahav lekedine. So lo yahav lekedine, even though it involves Zion. Ma she'in kecharote, so that is kedine. Midraise, it requires bezden. But even maise bezden, if it doesn't involve an iyun, it doesn't require shezayonim. Like geirus. All right. But this is the pshat of Rav. This is the pshat of Rav. All right. Now, the thesis read on that Gemara, thesis read on our Gemara of Pesach Mecharote, Ein Pesach Mecharote, so it's very obscure. The Lashon of the thesis read is very obscure. Very obscure. But I think that the pshat in Tesis Reed is the same as the pshat of Rashi Nidor. It's very obscure, it's Mayrich in the Loshen, and in spite of the Arochas Loshen, it's very obscure. It seems to me, I mean, I don't want to go over inside, but it seems to me that the pshat of the Tesis Reed is like Rashi Nidor. In other words, that the Mandoma who says, Pesrim Becharote, so he holds that even if the Nedea does not take the initiative and does not mention that he has Charote, so the Chochem is at liberty to initiate the matter, to take the initiative, and to lead him to Charote. And the Atore is a good Atore. And the Mandoma who says, in Pesrim Becharote, if the Nedea out of his own volition and out of, he comes to Bezden, to the Chochem, and says, I have charote mi kore, fine. But if he doesn't do it, so he cannot initiate. I think that's the pshat in the thesis. Now, what is the Shittas Rambam? So, the Bes Yosef in Reish Chof Ches, he says that the Shittas Rambam is like the pshat of Rashi Nidor. Now let's see the Loshon HaRambam. Now the Rambam paskens that HaTorah Nidorim is bimumet. Now, so what does it mean? Does it mean that Pesach Mecharote or in Pesach Mecharote, what all depends upon the two Gersois in the Gemara. Now, let's see the Loshon HaRambam in Perek Vov, Hilche Shvues, Halacha Aleph. Mi she nishba shvues bitu, v'nichem al shvuose, v'ro shehu mitztayer, im yikayim shvues zu, v'nepcho daiti lidas acheres. Oy shenilat le dovo shelo hoyo bidaiti bishas hashmue v'nichem biglole. So he says, mi shenishba shvuas bitu v'nichem al shvuase. What is that expressive of? Charote, nichem al shvuase. V'ro shehu mitztayer im yikayim shvue zu v'nefcho daite lidas acheres. Oy shenilat le dovo shelo hoyo bidaiti bishas hashmue v'nichem biglole. Hari ze nishal lechochom echot, oi mishleisho et yeiteis, bimokim shein shom chochot, umatirim loi shvose. Now that's in Aloha. Now then let's see in Aloha. Perikvob Aloha. Keitzat matirim, yovei hanishba lechochom amuvek, oi mishleisho et yeiteis, imein shom mumche. Veimer ani nishbati al kach v'kach v'nechamti. That's charote. V'ilu oi si yedeya shani mitztaya b'dovo ze, at koi, oi shenira li kach v'kach, lo yisi nishba, v'ilu oi sodaiti v'is ha-shvue, mo'yato lo yisi nishba, v'achocho mo'y godel ha-shlei ugdel ha-shlei shom, oi malei, וכבו נחמתו, והוא אימלי, היי, חייזר ואימלי, Sholoch, oy mutaloch, oy mocholoch, v'chol kayetze b'inyanze v'cholosh. Now, this is our Gemara. Now, the Gemara that finds Zayin. Now, perchvov alochevov, hakrivim ksherim lehatir nidorim ushvues, umatirim lei belaylo umiumet. So he passes like Rav Nachman. Now, so we have two gersoyes in the Gemara. According to the Rambam's gersa, so Rav Nachman sovar peisrim becharote, vafilum umi. According to Rashi Nidorim's gersa, Rav Nachman sovar so the Bes Yosef, in case of Mishnah doesn't say it in the case of Mishnah, but in the Bes Yosef he says it in Siman Reish Chof Ches. So he says that the Rambam has the pshat of Rashi Nidorim. So Memele Rashi Nidorim, so he is Geireis, v'Rav Nachman Sovar Ein Peisrim Becharote, v'Afilu Mumet. That means that the Dayan, the Chochem, is not at liberty to lead the Sheol, the Neder, to Charote. But the who must take the initiative in expressing the Charote? Who must take the initiative in expressing the Charote? That is the Neder himself. And the Raya, the Rambam, paskens that Ein Peisrim b'Charote, in other words, that the Dayan is not at liberty to lead the neder to charote, because the Rambam says keitzat matirin yovei hanishba lechochem amuvek oy lishtei sheyedeis in shom mumche veimer ani nishbati al kach vikach vinechamti. So the first thing that has to take place is that he has to come, and before the chochem is even allowed to ask him any questions, so the neder has to say, "Ani nishbati al kach v'kach v'necham." Why? Because ein peisrim b'charot, and that's why he paskens afilu mumet. I think that I mentioned all the pshatim in that sugi that I know. All right. Now the Ram. No dar tadai te dohochi. Daf chob gbeis omet beis. So the Rabbi, Reb Shimon bar Rebbe, came before the Rabbono. So they said to him, "No doubt that I know him." So highly possible. So he was trying to find the Pesach, and he couldn't find the Pesach of Nachman. So he became angry at Rav Schreire. Then Rav Schreire himself found the Pesach, because Rav Nachman became angry. So it was inconsistent with the concept, the principle of the Feres Limnon. But the question is, Rav Nachman himself holds that Pesach b'Charote, so why did he have to work so hard and then become angry at Rav Schreire? All he had to do is just to be matter him on the basis of Charote. Haydu posol bicharot, aval Peter Rav Nachman kufi posik yulchase, the pesim charote, lifisher Rav Nachman yamakir be Rav Schreire, losli kamel kishim tzli pesach, sho yamachmir atzmi, sho yis nita bicharot. He was machmir, he didn't want to be nita on the base of charote alone. ויש בפורשים שאיסי לדרו יוקים דבר מצווה, כגי שנודע לאיסן הזמן ידוע, ואיסן למקצס איסי זמן, ולא יום מסחרית על הניקה הנדע, יבד שחרת אני איסוב, שאיסן אימו יותי על הראשי ניס, לפי חוך לאו יום מסחרית. So the other teretz in Rani is, because that neder, the Gemara doesn't tell us what kind of neder it was. But the neder involved it was mitzvah, and he wanted a Torah. Now charot, if the hatorah would take place on the basis of charote, and charote has to be charote mikore, so that would partake to a certain extent of teyal rishenis. Now the Gemara in Kedushin says. That just as there is an union of tshuva, and if a person sinned, and then he does tshuva, so he gets kapore, and he's not nenesh, and all the averas that he committed, so conversely, there is such a principle in teyal rishenis. If someone did mitzvahs, many mitzvahs, and then he has charote on the mitzvahs, so he doesn't get any schar for any of the mitzvahs. If he is teyal rishenis. Now, here, in order the charote should be effective, as a charote for HaTorah Schochem, it must be charote mikore. So he must entertain remorse on the whole thing. So, and since the neder was to be kind of mitzvah, let's say to be ancient, be tiny, a mitzvah, so he would be, to a certain extent, he would be teyal rishenis. So he didn't want a Torah on the base of Charot. That's the second lashon. But the first lashon doesn't mention that. Why? Because the first lashon holds this is even if you will have Charot mikore, he'll still not be in the geder of teyal rishenis. Because it's not that he has remorse that he wanted to be mikayim mitzvah. He has remorse that he wanted to do that mitzvah al yudinev. After all, he could do the same mitzvah. He could have the same mitzvah even without neder. So, the first lashon d'ran holds that even if he had remorse, he wouldn't be teyal rishenis. Why? Because he doesn't regret the mitzvah, the fulfilling of the mitzvah. He regrets the manner that the method, the approach he adopted in fulfilling a certain mitzvah. So he's not a teyal rishenis, and it's mistava like that, like the first lashon. Because after all, I mean, Rav Nachman was sorry that he wanted to fulfill a mitzvah. He was sorry that he adopted a certain method, a certain approach in fulfilling the mitzvah. That was not the right approach, but he was certainly not sorry for having fulfilled the mitzvah. So we have to say that even the second lashon in the Ran, when he says, "Vino." Uyo mischaret al nika nedea yevat schat an yesof sheisane. He doesn't mean that he'll mamish be a teyal rishenis. He means because there is a difference. That's the reason as to why the Ran mentioned kigin shinod al yisane isman yidua. Why did the Ran mention this example of mitzvah? There are no other mitzvahs. He could have mentioned other mitzvahs, doke. I mean, this is more likely than tainis. As far as tainis is concerned, so is the whole discussion in Gemara, yeshivit tainis nikra chetei, or yeshivit tainis nikra kodesh. But doke, I mean, doke, that's the is a sublime thing, l'chol adeyes. So why, how is it that the Ran didn't visualize a neder of a mitzvah, let's say it's doke? The answer is, in respect to tzedakah, the Ran wouldn't even say in one version that he would be Teila Vishenis. Because if, let's say, somebody would take a neder to give Zdokin, to give $1,000 for a yeshiva, and then he would be sorry that he took that neder. But he wouldn't be sorry that he wanted to give $1,000 for a yeshiva. He would be sorry that he adopted this approach in fulfilling the mitzvah. After all, he could have done the same thing without the neder. So then he certainly wouldn't be a Teila Vishenis, even according to the second version in the Ran. But the Ran mentioned an example of tainis, because tainis, there is a difference between the tainis that you yeshiv b'tainis and you don't take a neder before. You don't say Ari yeshiv b'tainis. Oh, and so there is also a kima mitzvah. But then suppose you take a neder and then you are yeshiv b'tainis, so it's a different kind of b'tainis. It's a different kind of kima mitzvah. It's a different kind of kima mitzvah. Let's say, suppose you don't take a neder that you'll be yeshiv b'tainis, but you just fast. You just fast. You cannot say aneinu. I mean, aneinu is a rabbonon, but it's not. This the rabbonon indicates that there is a difference in the kima mitzvah between a tainis that is grounded in a neder and the tainis that is not grounded in a neder. In regard to zdoke, so is there any difference as far as the mitzvah of zdoke is concerned, whether the zdoke was grounded in a neder or the zdoke was not grounded in a neder? Now you see, in the Gemara in Chum, so Rishenim, and even the Gemara in Idorim here, the Rishenim, we didn't go over all these Rishenim and that Gemara. But Rishenim discussed it in Idorim as well. So there is a whole discussion by Rishenim when a neder is proper. So the Ramban Shite in Chum is, I don't remember whether I mentioned that Ramban here or not. So the Ramban Shite in Chum is that the whole machlekes between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yude, whether Nidove is proper, Nidove is not proper, it does not apply to Tzedakah. It only applies to Nidrei Hekdesh, because the Torah never imposed an obligation upon a person to make a neder of Hekdesh. There is no mitzvah chiyuv to make a neder of Hekdesh. There is such a thing as Nidrei Hekdesh. So Mimele, there is a machlekes between Rabbi Yude and Rabbi Meir whether take Hashem Yisidei or Mishesidei or Yisishalim or take Hashem Yisidei even Mishesidei or Yisishalim Mashenkin Ligabi Tzedoki. Since the Torah imposes a chiyuv of giving Tzedoki, so too there is a limit, there is a shield, 1/10, 1/5. So Mimele, if a person wants to give more than the shiur that he is mechuyev, so there is certainly no yisel. So in other words, but some rishayim say that even a neder of tzedoke is not proper, unless they saw. But the Torah is mechayev us to give tzedoke. The answer is, the Torah is mechayev us to give tzedakah. That doesn't mean that you have to announce a pledge. You just take out from your pocket the money and you give it. So there is a way. So that's the reason as to why there are some Rishenim who say that even in regard to tzedakah, if it's not a sorrow, it's not the ideal thing to give tzedakah through a neder. But the ideal thing is to give tzedakah without a neder of Arelai. Without a neder of Arelai. But Masheinke Ligabi Tainis, will any vision say that it's not proper to be mikabel upon oneself to be Tainis? There is a halacha that you cannot say aneinu unless you are mikabel in the neder, you made the neder b'shas mincho the day before. But it's improper to take nidorim. The answer is here, so it's a different kind of Tainis if it is grounded in the neder. If it is grounded in neder. So in Mele, there is certainly no shemetz of aveire in taking a neder of tainis if he feels that he is ready to be yeshiv tainis. Unless he takes it under circumstances where just to torture himself, so then he's a chayte. But if it is taken under circumstances where the tainis is proper, so then there is no chance of avera to take a nether of tainis. Why? Because the kiyum tainis that is grounded in a nether is different than the kiyum of tainis that is not grounded in a nether. Mashenkeli gabitzoke, it doesn't affect in any way the kiyum amitzvah of tzoke if it is not grounded in a nether. So Mimele, the Ram says in one Losh, V'yesh miforshim, She'eisei neder, She'eisei neder, Ho'yokein dva mitzvah, Kigen shenoda v'yisane izman yodua, V'yisano mikces eis izman, V'yiru ho'yo mischareit, Alikar ha'neder yevet schata me'yesof she'yisane, Imo yote al reshen eis. But the question is, what did the first Losh say? True, but here is not the tail rishenis, because even if he has real charotim yikore, he only has real charotim yikore on the method he chose, the approach he adopted in being misame. But he could have been mikayim in mitzvah of tainis even without an eder. The answer is, yeah, he could, but he wouldn't have that schar. So mimele, since there is a difference in the schar of the tainis that is grounded in an eder, and the tainis is not grounded in an eder, so mimele, when he has charote mikore, when he has remorse, even though he doesn't have charote and the fasting, he has charote and the fact that he chose to fast to an eder. So mimele, he'll reduce this chart and yesef. It doesn't mean yevet chart and yesef altogether. He'll reduce the schat of Yisof, because then he'll only be able to have a kiyum mitzvah of tainis that shaloi al dineda. So that's why, so the first lashon holds, as long as he will not reduce, he will not negate the schar altogether, so mele is not kitiyal reshenis. The second lashon says, no, since he'll reduce the schar to a minimum, for the tones, so mainly is the Yalrishenis. But as far as the neder of Zdokin is concerned, or any neder of Idva Mitzvah, or in Minakteim, so then you can have Charote, Mikore, and you, according to the second motion in the Ram, you will not be a Te Yalrishenis. You will not be a Te Yalrishenis. Zili Kiloch, Lichlisas Beisro, Uchidamrin and Akilo Libre Yerigulus, Posach Pischel in Afshil, Loishe Yati Rav Schreire Leatzmei, Do Kaimelon, so in other words, he rejects. You see, the Ran was also aware of such a shita as Rishenim that the Rashba mentions. So he says, Loi sheyater of tzrei alatzmei. Do Kaimel yachud vori, hu in imichu, elo shemotze pesach, sho yochil liyis mitambei. I mean, he says the same thing as the Rashba. Kol shi tiferes li yisel, shehi mitzad atzmo mishubachas, ad shi tiferes li odom ha'ise yiso, vitiferes li min odom, shehakil mikal sinei sibo. Viho rotach av nachman she shkalim alu nedalti al dashi yichis av nachman shalei tehi derech yishoro shachis eisei vichai gavnu lo mikra neilat vishriach dilirtach gavre rabbe ki rav nachman al mi she noda nede achoza kol kach adaite de chol hanemir. Why does he say vishriach dilirtach gavre rabbe ki rav nachman? Why does he emphasize the Gavre Rabbe element? As far as losing the temper is concerned, so if it is Shriach by everyone. So why does the Ran mention, why does he emphasize the Shriach de Lirta Gavre Rabbe Kerav Nachman? So the Pshat is very simple. Here, Rebbe says, Izehu derech yishoro sheyovel le'odom, kol sheyitiferes liyiseo, vitiferes le'min odom. So what does it mean, tiferes le'min odom? That the right lifestyle is that which arouses the satisfaction and the approval of the people. Well, it would be pretty bad if that will be the criterion for deciding what is the right lifestyle. So if you take a poll to find out what is the proper lifestyle, so it will probably be the kind of lifestyle that is repugnant to the whole Torah from the beginning to the end. So So Rebbe says, Izeu derech ishor sheyov le'odom kol shi'tiferes li'yisrael v'tiferes lo'y min ho'odom. He doesn't say v'tiferes lo'y min odom. Tiferes lo'y min ho'odom. Something that is approved by whom? By the ho'odom. The outstanding person, the Gavre Rabbe, like Rav Nachman, not the Tiferes Lo Min Odom. Whatever the people of the street will approve, but Tiferes Lo Min Odom, the outstanding person, like Rav Nachman. So this is why the Ram says, Shalitehei derech yishoro she'achis esei. V'chaygam lo mikra neilat. The Shriya Delirta Gavre Rabbe Ki Rav Nachman Al Mi Shenoda Nede Chozak Kol Kach Adaite Dichol Hanemim. But I think it takes too much time to read. Posach Pischel Nafshe, second line. Lo yishiyati rafschir la'atzmi, yo kaim lo yachol dvoi, hu in nechu, alo shimotza Pesach, shem yochel liyis, mitabe, shol yis mitabe. But we saw that the Rashbo and the Meir mentioned Shite, that he was matter himself. But that Shite is in line with the Shite of the Mabit, that where there is a Pesach, so then, Midraisi doesn't require any at the Chochem altogether. So it's only Midrabonin that requires at the Chochem. So Mele, he can be Matalat. But most Rishenim, I mean, reject the Chit. Kochi diversely say, oh, I mean, I think we did go over that piece of Ran also. But Aldaite di Mistar Rabonin. So here, So the Rav Shmuel bar Rav Yosi havalei hanidra lemishne osel kami rabono omalei nodarta daiti dehoche omalei nodarta daiti dehoche omalei kamuzim kibi dechose. So in other words, so they couldn't find any Pesach for him. Kim dechoza hu katzre mistar rabonon, machi buchle ni katzre. So he hit them with a laundry utensil. So, omar adayte di mochle ni katzre le nadre, vishar yo le nafsh, omar abache midivtel rabine hayne le du, li mosik adayte di mochle ni katzre, vitinyone im Pesach le bnei le, Omalei Hailab Neiladu, the Shricha Fikura di Mitzar Rabban. Here are the Mitzar Rabban. Now, the Rab. So then, the Bisset Abaye Havla Uprate Hav, Hu Omalu Mikrivoye, Hi Omalu Likrevo. Omalu Titzra Nosi Alecho, Yivata Dai Toi, U Mitzvah Likrevo. Ozles Vavot Al Daite, Vi Mitzvah Likrevo. Also, the camera of Yisef, only you have a tight abat al taito, who means the crave of me at art. Amaloi, Vishari, Vishari Ravis. So, Umishore, Kaidam. In other words, here the Pesach was imminent in the nether itself. So, hey, Vatanya, Maisel, Mechoshi, Resist, was the rebel, Bob al taito, also the rebel, who both with the Rabbi Yisi. Amaloi, Vilo, Yisi, Ria, she bears a tight of the rebel. Klumi d'arto, omal eloi, v'itir Rav Yosi. Klumi, המישור הנפתח פסח שהנדע מכיח הפך מאיסי פסח, שעל כל מקרה הנדע לא הוני, אבל שהתעבר על דייטי, תאוסה ואנוס. אי, ועתניה מאיסי באחות, אלמה אפילו כי אגב נפסחים. That even a Pesach that is imminent in the Neder, not external to the Neder, so can also be used.
ואם תימא, ומה יתאמינו מקור ומישור אוכל, ומה באיסור ניטרי זרוזי, דמסליס, עד הרבי, הויו, הויו ללימר שהנדה מותאמי לו, גהנה דמסליס, יש לימר דלידומי. So in other words, so here, the neder of Abaye, so it should be muter without any Atoras Rochem. Without any Atoras Rochem. So, because the whole purpose of the neder was to prevail upon his wife that she shouldn't persevere in her insistence to marry off the daughter to her relative. So it's like Nidri Zeruzi. So he should be muta without atom. Yeish lema ad loidom. The nidri zerusin imas nisen eim pibe libe shomi. Shal meiche avilu ishal ikeyach shomi. Shal eim om lo yedaiti shal meiche shal yim frisim nasela. Lo yedaiti shal ikeyach shal yisiv al sheke. U mishim lochev shomi. Avol ze yedaiti ho yelati ho. Im taver al tnoye. Vi al tnoye vidaiti. וכי גם נלב ניטרי זרוזי מיקרה, אלו די כפסח, so in other words, when is it ניטרי זרוזי? In other words, it doesn't mean that if a person takes an edea in order to impose his view upon somebody else, so that is ניטרי זרוזי. ניטרי, when is it ניטרי זרוזי? It's bottom nail off only when his intention was not that it should be a binding edea. Bashinkin here, the intention was it should be a binding neder, but it was done for the purpose of imposing his view upon her. So that's not the result. But as a Pesach, it can be used. So he says, Elodi ke Pesach, Shilo yodea shitabe al daite, lohoye madir, uvmasni sinamo kasino lir, shimo yomechev likeach mamid in divrayev, chayo nidrayev. In other words, if they say that they really meant the neder, it wasn't just by way of business talking, you know, as a bargaining strategy, but that they really meant it, then the neder is chal. Neder is chal. So here the neder is chal. Elo the efsher, she'av b'ma'amidin peischim pesach, leima. Ilo yisa yudea shalikeach liyitin boi sela klu mo yisa neidea imo malav matir neise uchid paschir noch vintem umayish nemo reitze sheyecho chavire yetzal yom adire di oma gabeleza ben Yaakov di nitri zirusin have vo osom pibu li bishovi shereitze sheyecho imei chavire vafilu hoche amrino di nitri zirusin have vishovi melech. So it is not, so it's not like the neder of the Meicher and the Lekeach. So over there, the intention was that it shouldn't be, they didn't mean what they said. Masha'im kei, here, horit sheikho havir etzli matirei, so it really meant, yeish lo'im adloidon, dilo osom iye mechiyach miteirei, shein lezirus, shein achilles havirei etzli ikpeile kol kach. שבשביל זה ידרם מחוסר בדווקא. אבל בעיון, so he says that הורית שיחו חביר אצלי, so he didn't mean to make an other even. So it's the result. מה אבו בהיוב דה לביסה דה הבאיה, דה יקקפי דה תפילה הבאיה, כמיץ לביסה לקריבה, ודה יקלמים עד אם דווקא ידירו. ולאב נזר אז בעלמי, ומשמוך הפשיטו לו לצורך פסח, ונענה דה הבוטל מילוב, עד הרבים תאמינם, היך שומעים לו בהיפס. Alright. Now, from this Gemara, there seems a raya to what many Rishonim say that the halacha of impeisrim b'neilet applies only to a neilet that is not motzu, but it doesn't apply to a neilet amotzu. It doesn't apply. And this Gemara, because the Gemara is hay neiletu, so omalei hay lav neiletu, hay lav neiletu. Die Schriche, die Avikura, die Mitzara Rabon, die Mitzara Rabon. So it seems to be Gemara Mefureshes, that a Lilat, a new circumstance that is predictable, So can be used as a Pesach. Can be used as a Pesach. Now, the Kesef Mishneh says in Perik Vov of L'chei Shavuos, in the Rambam Shite, that according to the Rambam, so a Pesach in Bineile, even if it is a Neil Damot, even if it is a Neil Damot. So L'chei Mishneh asks, how can the Rambam have such a Shite? The Rambam doesn't say it explicitly, but the Kesef Mishneh says. So the L'chei Mishneh is the kashya. In Perek Vov, Milchei Shavuos, Halacha Yud Beis. Because of the Rav Kesef Mishneh, the Rabbeinu Zalmei in Mechalek Benil Ad Motzu L'Shinu Motzu, Vanit Mi Al Dvorov, Di Behed Yecholko Bidmore Bekach, Perek Habon Yidorim, Gabei Uvde De Rabbi Shmoyu Rabbi Yisi, Vimechai Ahu Katzre, Vishol El Nishol El Nafshe, Vikshu Shom Varei Neiladu, Vitirce Haylav Neiladu, Tishlicha Avikur Adim Tzare Rabbonon, Mashma, Diyei Shchilu Bekach. Now, so that seems to be a very strong kashe against the Kesef Mishneh's pshat in the Rambam. Because the Rambam doesn't mention. The Rambam says, in Perek Vov Milchei Shavuos, Halacha Yud Beis, in Pesachim Bineilad, Keitzat, Nishba Shelo Ye'ene Bipleini V'Nase Sefer O'Yir, Hoyu V'Lo Yimicham Al Shavuos, in Pesachim Bineilad Zeh, ואפילו אומר הוא מעצמי, אילו איס ידע, לא איס נשבע אם מתיר לי, הוא ודאי למיכם מלריצני שלא יענה ושלא יעשה זה סיב. So, now, the Rabbi Avrom, in all, he mentions that according to the Rambam there is another pshat. In Pesachim and our Gemara, by me what you shach ha shos ane da me what zeo iye, in time of the new se, do we motzel asuke adayite, inyen sheneima, shiyu yod azeh, לא היו נעיד, ולפי הושרם, שהיורי צה שלו יקנו לי שיקאי נדרי, שהרם פירי שתיים אלי נעילת, שהוא אין הרי צה בנעילת שיובי, ורי צה ליקאי נדרי, ומשל שאין לו יתיר אס נעילת, דמוצי אינו של הסוכי הדייתי, שדובו מוצו הוא, שביודום המופקורי, מצער רבונום ביתיים לקורדו, ויבוי אלה לעשוי הדייקי, ויובי שלוי כהגן ומצער רבונום, יחוז איניש דמאפקה מצער. ופרש הרם, הוי יום, והדובו מוצו, לקי הוכי ניסה נילה, דיווד היליכי, הוי יום וכי יחי מלטר. This is Rabbi Avraham Menor, he says in the Rambam. So the reason is why the שכיחה the Pshat in Gemara that Shchicha Afikur in Tzara Rabbonon is not that there is such a aloche, a distinction between Neilat Amotzu and Neilat Sheni Motzu. But if it is Shchicha Afikur in Tzara Rabbonon, so then there is Charotim. So we don't have to resort to Pesach. Now, and again, Daf Samar Dalet, Rabbi Avraham Menor, Daf Samar Dalet, so he says, V'aram pirish perikvov dishwes, shekol niladu in reitze b'neilad, v'loi b'heta, hilkachi matirin b'tiras Pesach, avol im nischarit b'pnei ha'neilad, matirin leyu peischeli b'charot. So in other words, so this is how he explains the Rambam Shita. In other words, So the Kesef Mishneh's pshat shita in the Rambam, that the Rambam is not mechalik between Neilad and Neilad Amotzu and Neilad Sheni Motzu, is not difficult. Here when Gemara says, Haylav Neiladu Dishchicha Vikur Nimtzar Rabbonon, so it's not that there are two kinds of nila, nila tamotsu, nila cheni motsu, and nila tamotsu can be used as a pesach. No, since it's shichet, if it's nila cheni motsu, so then you only have pesach, you don't have charote. Masheim came if it's nila tamotsu, so then there is charote. Then there is charote. This is how Rabbi Avraham in Or, Rabbi Avraham in Or explained the Shibes Rambam. Now, it's possible to explain it in a different way too. In other words, not that here it's on the basis of charote, not of Pesach. Now, the Loshna Rambam is, as a matter of fact, the Loshna Rambam lends itself to the explanation given by Rabbi Avraham in Or. The Rambam says in Perikvom Melcheshvuyes, Halochi Yisveins, in Peschim Mineilad, Ketzat Nishba Shol Yehene Vipleini Vinase Sefer Oyir, Hoyu Veloi Nicham Al Shvose, Hoyu Veloi Nicham Al Shvose. So Loshna Rambam means, Hoyu Veloi Nicham Al Shvose, in Peschim Midorose, Vafilo Omar, Humi Atzme, Ilo Yisi Yedea Lo Yisi Nishba, Ein Matirle, Hoyu Va, Hoy So Again, why? Because in Pesach Neilad, but the Rambam says, "Hoyu va'dain lo inichei elo ritzenei shelo yehen eloi v'sho yase de sefer." So he emphasizes the fact that adain lo inichei, va'dain lo inichei elo ritzenei shelo yehen eloi v'sho yase de sefer. Avol inichei mu me'atzmei mipnei aneilad v'ne pchodaitei matirle. So the Loshna Rambam, the Loshna Rambam lends itself to this explanation. In other words, when we say in Pesach Mineilad, if it has to be muted niter on the basis of Pesach, so then it's aloche, it cannot be matter on the basis of Pesach. But if you are matter it on the basis of charote, so then, even though it's neilad, so in other words, so the neilad is only the sibe of the charote. Is the sibe of the charot. As a matter of fact, Teisves in Nozia, Daf Lamed Veis, that sugya, that sugya about the machlekes between Rabbonon and Rablezer of Pesach Mineilad in connection with Chum Bisamigdosh, in connection with the Nizir, those who took in Eder of Nizires, and then the Bisamigdosh was Chorev. So there the Gemara says, V'yom Arove, Aval Gav Dom Rabbonon in Pesachim in Eilad, Aval Pesachim Bitnai Neilad. Aval Pesachim Bitnai Neilad. So we discussed it, but Teisves, so there are several pshotim. What does it mean, Bitnai Neilad? Now Teisves, I think I mentioned it, Teisves in Nozir, that's on the base of the next daf. So he says, I will taste it with nine eleven. The Alvinole, Ilu Osi Inish, Romelachon, the Chor of Bisamigdosh, Miav Nozar, Pirish, Ilu Bob and Odo Melecho, Bishor Shenodat, Voyo Miatzoch, Kulai Chor of Bisamigdosh, Terem Place Lizeros, Kulum Nodat, Vizedem Lecharote, Ilu Bo Asor of Niodom Shifai Sucho, Minodat, שאין לחלק מאיזה טעם יהיה הפיוס, שאפילו טעם הפיוס משום דובר נילד, אין ביקח כלום דהה בחרות. So Teisves explains that what it means תנאי נילד, in other words, if he uses the חורבן המקדש as a source of חרות, so then it's neither not on the basis of Pesach, but it's neither on the basis of חרות. Now this Vasemes, he knows here, extends that this is the Pshat in the Rambam, that the Rambam explains Avol Pesach Mitnai Neilad, that it's not on the basis of Pesach, it's on the basis of Charote. And that too, I mean, it's in line with the explanation given by Rabbi Avraham in Or, and the Loshna Rambam lends itself to that explanation, because the Rambam emphasizes Nichem several times. Avol, im Nichem hu me'atzmi Mitnai Neilad, v'ne p'chadai te'imatir. Now it's possible, one second, excuse me. Now, it's possible as far as the Kasha from our Gemara is concerned. As far as the Kasha from our Gemara is concerned. So it's possible to answer it in a different way too. In other words, that this Gemara, because apart from the Rambam, there are a few other Rishonim who hold that in Pesach Minelet, that it doesn't make any difference whether it's a Nila Damotsu or Nila Chenim Motsu. Most Rishonim say that only Nila Chenim Motsu, but Nila Damotsu can be used as a ground. But there are, besides the Rambam, doesn't even say it explicitly, because the Mishnah says it in the Rambam, but there are a few Rishonim who have that shita, that no Nelet can be used as a ground for Pesach, even a Nelet Amotsu. So what will they do with this Gemara? Now, and that, we can say that according to the Rambam too. I mean, the Rabban Avraham in Oros Pshat is a very good Pshat in the Rambam. But there is another Teretz also. It could be that when the Gemara says, "I love Niladu, the Shrichafi Kura, the Mitzare Rabbonon," so it's not because it's a Nila Damotsu. So it could be that it was on the basis of Pesach. But when the Gemara says the Shrichafi Kura, the Mitzare Rabbonon, so in other words, it all depends what the Pesach is. If the Pesach is the fact that there was a laundryman, a wood laundryman who would hit the Chachomi, so then it's Neilat. But since it's Shrichei Avikure, the Mitzare Rabbonon, so in other words, the choice is a Chiyach Sefer Al Tchilosei, I mean, the degree of hatred that the Amihoretz entertained towards the Chachomi. So it's not, so the Pesach does not consist in the assault by the laundryman against the Chachomi. The assault by the laundryman was only a barometer that indicated that the extent of the hatred that existed all the time in the heart of the Amoraites. So Mimele, it was a Pesach in respect to something that existed at that time, but he didn't know. He knew that that the Amoraites do not like the Chachomim, but he did not know the extent of the hatred of the that the Amoraites harbored in their hearts against the Chachamim. So Mele, that's not Mele. So, as a matter of fact, now there is another Gemara. Gemara Dafnun on the base. Gemara Dafnun on the base in Nidorim. They are about the neder of Kalbe Shavua. So Kalbe Shavua was Madir Anoye of Rabbi Akiva. At that time he wasn't Rabbi Akiva. So then when Rabbi Akiva came back with thousands of Talmidim, so he asked that he should be matter the nether for him. So why? Because had he known that Rabbi Akiva would become such an Odom Godel, he wouldn't have taken that nether. So all the Rishonim has the kasha. But it's in Pesach Minelet, so Tesis in Ksuves, Teran in Midori. I mean, most Rishonim, they give the same tarets, because it's in Ilad Amot. It's in Ilad Amot. In other words, it's a little damot to someone who is an amoret should become a talmid chacham. So again, according to the Rishonim, we say that there is no difference between neilat amotzu and neilat sheinim motzu. So how was he able to be matir the neder? How were the chachamim able to be matir the neder of kalb sevua? So again, the same. It could be the same pshat. In other words, it's not that kalb sevua. Kalbe Shavua took the neder only because Rabbi Akiva at that time was not a Talmud Chacham. In other words, the Gemara says, Rabbi Akiva himself says, so that Kisho Yisi Amoretz, Ho Yisi Eimei, Al Miyitnu Lei Talmud Chacham, Venashchenu Kechamei. So Rabbi Akiva himself said. So in other words, Kalbe Shavua took the neder Yasad Anoye because he had the wrong evaluation of Rabbi Akiva. the wrong evaluation. If Rabbi Akiva became a Rabbi Akiva later on, so it's not that a new man was created. So that means he was a potential Rabbi Akiva before too. Even when he was an Amoritz, he was a potential Rabbi Akiva. But Kalba Savua did not have the proper evaluation of Rabbi Akiva. And he thought that Rabbi Akiva was not, had no ideal aspirations, and that he was an Amoritz like all the other Amoritz. But the truth is that Rabbi Akiva was a potential Rabbi Akiva when he was an Amoritz in the sense that he didn't know the Torah. But he was a Rabbi Akiva, a potential Rabbi Akiva then. So Mimele, it's not the Pesach was not a new circumstance. If the Pesach had been because he didn't know that he would become a Rabbi Akiva, a Tane, so then it would be nailed. No, it wasn't the Pesach. And even if he hadn't turned out to be a great Tane, but if he had turned out to be just a person who with high aspirations, he wouldn't have taken out that, he wouldn't have taken that. The Pesach did not consist of a new circumstance, but of an old circumstance of which he was ignorant. I mean, so Mele, it's no kashi against the Rishon who say that it doesn't make any difference between Pesach and Eilat and Pesach Sheni and Eilat. What is it? Yes.
The Rambam, wherever he talks, the whole character, he talks about it, and the Rambam speaks in terms of Paros.
All right. I don't want to discuss this Rambam now. There'll be an occasion to discuss, because it's not clear whether the Rambam Shiti is that we need both Pesach and Charote, or one by itself can be Pesach or Charote. It's not clear. I don't want to discuss that.
Well,
it's not clear.
What is it? All
right.
The Rambam,
I don't want to go into the explanation of Jesus Rambam, because that will take away too much time. But the Rambam in Pirik Vov, Hilchei Shvuyos Halacha Hei, can be explained in two ways. One way of explaining the Jesus Rambam is that the Rambam is one of those Rishonim who hold that Pesach requires Charote to Pesach Rai Charote, or the Jesus Rambam could be explained that Pesach by itself could be used as a ground, and Charote by itself could be used as a ground. All right. Now, V'heta Nidorim, B'yochid Mumche, V'b'shleisha Yedintis, B'mokim Shei Mumche, U'chidamino V'heta V'b'chere L'Firi Kopsuri Amidosh, Omar Afriye Barobin, Omar Avamrom, Shleisha Matir Nesapcheya, במוקים של מומחה. שלישי מתיר לסנדר במוקים של חוכם. ואמרין הוסום, שלישי מתיר לסנדר במוקים של חוכם. להפוקם דרב יהודה דו מערכת הנדורים בשלישי. והוא שיחון ממחוכם. במוקים של חוכם. מוקים של חוכם. חוכם כמאמר. תס לראש נגמורת עם חרס. Because there are two pshotim. There is a machlekes rishenim how we have to read the text in the Gemara. So the question is, how do we read that Gemara? Kidiman, Omer Rav Nachman, Ginano, Pirush, Hayechot Menchoch. So the Ran reads it as follows. Hayechot Menchoch and the boy Rav Yudeh. So, and according to the Ran, so the Pshat in the Gemara is Rav Yudeh Meir, Echot Menchoch, Bimokim Sheinchoch. Shein Chochom. So, Omer Rav Nachman Kigano, Pirush Hay Echod Men Chochom, Diboy Rav Yudeh. So, in other words, Bimokim Shein Chochom, this is how the Ran explains the Gemara. This is how we read it. So, Bimokim Shein Chochom, Vu Shein Echod Men Chochom, Bimokim Shein Chochom. So apparently, if we read the text like that, so then there are two levels of chokhmah. So Rav Yudeh says that even bimokim shei chokhmah, even if there is a chokhmah of the higher level, so then he himself can be matir. But bimokim shei chokhmah, so then we need three. But one of the three still has to be a chokhmah. Now, what kind of a chokhmah? Of a lower level, because it's bimokim shein chokhmah. So in other words, so there are two kinds of levels: a chokhmah of a higher level that he can by himself he can be matir, and the chokhmah of a lower level that he can be matir with two others who are not chachamim altogether. So there are two levels according to the Pshat. Gal Pirush, Hay Echod Men Chochom, the boy Rav Yudeh, so the Chochom, so that needs two others, has to be of what level? Gomer Bisoch. Hay Echod Men Chochom, the boy Rav Yudeh, Kilima, Shay Echod Men Shosh Chochom, Kilman Lehebe, Omer Rav Nachman Geyano. Kilima, the boy Rav Yudeh, Shay Echod Men Gomer Bisoch, Geyano, the Gomer Bisoch. So that means that's the chokham of the lower level. So the chokham of the lower level cannot be matter by himself. He has to have two others with him. So the chokham of the higher level is more than gomer v'sovir. More than gomer v'sovir the Rav Nachman. I mean, what could be more than gomer v'sovir of Rav Nachman? Somov. Because Rav Nachman was not a somov.